ISE3.
Welcome to this week's radio show on what we can learn from digital technology. Today we're going to look at a commonly discussed issue. It's hard to think of another human activity that divides us as much as the playing of video games. Those that play the games often do so for hours and with a passionate enjoyment. The question that interests many opponents of video games is how distinct they are from more traditional forms of entertainment, such as narratives and drama. Perhaps we should appreciate that video games are a completely distinct genre. Let's explore some of the differences. Unlike other art forms, the video gamers enter into a challenge. They have to prove themselves at each stage of the game before continuing. Just imagine if you couldn't continue to the next chapter of a novel or the next act of a play until you had successfully answered questions about the themes. Or if you couldn't listen to the next track on an album unless you showed how well you could dance. And yet this is the world of video gamers. Another essential difference between video games and the other art forms is the element of competition. When reading a novel or watching a play, there is no need for anybody to win or lose. Finally, readers of novels and viewers of plays take a less active part than gamers. They simply turn the pages or sit still till the end. In short, gamers are much more active participants than in other art forms. So what can we actually learn from gaming? I wonder whether we could use it to our benefit instead of protesting against the addictive nature of video games. What we label as obsession in one field is valued as dedication when applied in more academic areas. Perhaps we could learn something from the determination to succeed of video gamers. And there's another aspect that we might learn from. Video game techniques have proved irresistible in commercial entertainment, and they could be used in fields that are vital for society, such as business, politics, and education. Of course, providing incentives is not a new technique in teaching and training programs, but now we have clearly seen the power of regular small rewards to keep players searching for a solution, so why not learners or employees? And lastly, we should note, the motivation is strong, even with games that are designed never to be finished. If only teachers could get their students to keep looking for answers in the same way. So, for those of you that have had your doubts, perhaps this will convince you that there is, in fact, a lot to be learned from playing video games. Welcome to this week's radio show on what we can learn from digital technology. Today we're going to look at a commonly discussed issue. It's hard to think of another human activity that divides us as much as the playing of video games. Those that play the games often do so for hours and with a passionate enjoyment. The question that interests many opponents of video games is how distinct they are from more traditional forms of entertainment, such as narratives and drama. Perhaps we should appreciate that video games are a completely distinct genre. Let's explore some of the differences. Unlike other art forms, the video gamers enter into a challenge. They have to prove themselves at each stage of the game before continuing. Just imagine if you couldn't continue to the next chapter of a novel or the next act of a play until you had successfully answered questions about the themes. Or if you couldn't listen to the next track on an album unless you showed how well you could dance. And yet this is the world of video gamers. Another essential difference between video games and the other art forms is the element of competition. When reading a novel or watching a play, there is no need for anybody to win or lose. Finally, readers of novels and viewers of plays take a less active part than gamers. They simply turn the pages or sit still till the end. In short, gamers are much more active participants than in other art forms. So what can we actually learn from gaming? I wonder whether we could use it to our benefit instead of protesting against the addictive nature of video games. What we label as obsession in one field is valued as dedication when applied in more academic areas. Perhaps we could learn something from the determination to succeed of video gamers. And there's another aspect that we might learn from. Video game techniques have proved irresistible in commercial entertainment, and they could be used in fields that are vital for society, such as business, politics, and education. Of course, providing incentives is not a new technique in teaching and training programs, But now we have clearly seen the power of regular small rewards to keep players searching for a solution, so why not learners or employees? And lastly, we should note, the motivation is strong, even with games that are designed never to be finished. If only teachers could get their students to keep looking for answers in the same way. So, for those of you that have had your doubts, perhaps this will convince you that there is, in fact, a lot to be learned from playing video games.